This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stressed on the need to strengthen chemical-free farming and natural farming with focus on exports. He said in the Union Budget 2026-27, the government is focused on high-value agriculture product. Addressing a post-budget webinar on the theme Agriculture and Rural Transformation through video conferencing, Mr. Modi said the government has consistently taken several steps to strengthen the agriculture sector. Mr. Modi highlighted that India is currently witnessing record production across food grains, pulses and oil seeds.
Aaj daalon se lekar tilhan tak desh record utpadan kar raha hai. Lekin ab jab 21vi sadi ka dusra quarter shuru ho chuka hai, tab krishi kshetra ko nayi urja se bharna bhi utna hi aavashyak hai. Is saal ke budget mein इस दिशा में नए प्रयास हुए हैं. इस वेबिनार में आप सभी के बीच हुई चर्चा बजट प्रावधानों को जल्द से जल्द जमीन पर उतारने में मदद करेंगे.
The conflict in West Asia has entered its seventh day today with latest reports of new wave of strikes from Iran and joint US-Israel forces. Qatar's air defense forces today successfully intercepted a drone attack targeting Al Udeid Air Base in Doha, which is the largest military base of the United States in West Asia. Qatar's interior minister said that the security threat had been eliminated and the situation had returned to normal. Bahrain has also said that Iran targeted a hotel and two residential buildings in the capital city of Manama with no loss of life recorded. Additionally, four people were also arrested in Bahrain for making video in support of Iran and expressing sympathy with it. Moreover, the United Arab Emirates also said that its air defenses dealt with several incoming missile and drone threats from Iran. On the other hand, Israeli Air Force today struck Hezbollah's Beirut headquarters and 10 high-rise buildings containing military infrastructure in Lebanon. Meanwhile, US President Donald Trump called upon Iranian military to lay down their arms. US Commander Admiral Brad Cooper said that America's bomber force struck nearly 200 targets deep inside of Iran in the last 72 hours. However, Iranian Foreign Minister Sayed Abbas Araghchi said that Iran negotiated twice with the US administration, but both the times Iran was attacked in the middle of talks. Amid the ongoing situation in West Asia, IndiGo Airline has announced the extension of free waivers on cancellations. In a statement, IndiGo said that full waiver on cancellations are being extended for travel to and from West Asia and Istanbul till the 31st of this month. The flight carrier also advised the passengers to stay updated on the flight status if they're scheduled to travel. IndiGo also noted that passengers can contact the customer contact center at +91 124 617 3838 for additional support or clarification. Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that self-reliance is the only way to stay relevant and ready in the present era of uncertainty. Singh inaugurated the Sagar Sankalp, Reclaiming India's Maritime Glory, a defence and maritime dialogue in Kolkata. Singh emphasised that the current global situation has led to the realignment of supply chains, formation of new equations and constant rise in maritime activities, reaffirming the government's resolve of attaining self-reliance in every field. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said that India's industrial development is impossible without the Central Industrial Security Force, CISF. Addressing the 57th Foundation Day celebration of CISF at Mundoli in Cuttack, Mr. Shah said that force has been playing a crucial role in ensuring security at key industrial installations across the country. He said port security will soon be entrusted to CISF to further strengthen safety at vital maritime facilities. In All England Open Badminton Championships, Lakshya Sen will face China's 6-seed Li Shifeng in the last 8 clash tonight. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading nearly 1% lower during the last hour of trade today. The Sensex fell 791 points to 79,225, while the Nifty lost 227 points to 24,539 when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.